Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You call it the hump day. We call it the hump show, which, you know, essentially serves as our Wednesday because it's the middle show of the work week and we got to get through this one to head downhill toward the weekend. Thanks so much for tuning in. Lots of your tweets and Facebook posts coming in. Lots of you already submitting questions for Ask Amy Anything, which we will do next hour here on CBS Sports Radio. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or my Twitter, you can always find it. If you haven't voted for Touchdown Tuesday, which is the TD of the week, you can do that on Twitter and also on Facebook while you're there to submit your questions. Just look for the bright orange box, but you can also vote for Touchdown Tuesday as well. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Gets you inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We will get back to your phone calls and your reaction to, well, Antonio Brown, other football topics, and of course, Major League Baseball after we spend some time with our national insider. Devastating news from the Brewers today as they lose their NL MVP, Christian Yelich.
I think first and foremost, we feel awful for Christian. This is a guy who's carried us in a number of ways over the last 2 years. He could have been 2.5 weeks away from a repeat Most Valuable Player award. So I think that's where our thoughts go first. From a team perspective, we have a lot of guys in that clubhouse who will hurt tonight. This is a gut punch for a night, and then we need to recover and play really strong baseball. We've been through this before as an organization. 2 years ago, almost to the day, we lost Jimmy Nelson to a similarly freak injury, and we competed at a very high level for the remainder of that season. And I expect our team to compete at a similarly high level going forward.
Brewers General Manager David Stearns, as we welcome in Bleacher Report National Insider Scott Miller from San Diego. So you hear what Stearns has to say about losing Yelich to a broken kneecap the rest of the way. But without Christian for September and potentially October, where does this leave the Brewers, Scott?
You know, Amy, I think much as I hate to say it, I think this is going to be the death knell for the Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, you just can't overcome. This guy was one of the, you know, the reigning most valuable player, one of the best players in the game. And I think the Brewers pitching is short and has been short. And without Yelich, they're not going to be able to out-hit their shortage in pitching. And you know, the Brewers gave it a gallant fight, but I think they're just going to be short.
That National League Central has been one of the great battles of this season. The Cardinals have had a little bit of a lead atop the division for about 3 weeks or so. What's behind their push to get ahead of the Cubs and, as you mentioned, the Brewers?
You know, it's a combination of things with the Cardinals. They've, you know, since the All-Star break, they've had the best record in the game. You know, they've got a couple things going on, Amy. One, their pitching has been really good. Jack Flaherty is pitching like an ace right now. You know, they've had other guys pitch in from Waka to Wainwright. But the other thing, you know, Yadier Molina's back on an everyday basis. And, I mean, it's like having a pitching coach on the field with the staff. They've been so good. He has been so good. The Cardinals, they've had 10 shutouts this season that their pitchers have thrown.
Wow.
Five of those 10 have come since August 13th, when Yadier Molina has come back from the injured list.
In light of the fact that we've got some pitching staffs with some depth to them, how does this render the wild card? Is it going to have less of an impact, do you think, or be just as important for teams to win their division?
You know, I think, it's a combination. The interesting thing, the weight with the wild card and with the expanded playoffs, it's almost – baseball's almost become a little bit like the NCAA tournament in March, where if you get hot at the right time, you can run the table. Mm. We saw that with the San Francisco Giants in 2014. They were the wild card team, beat Pittsburgh with Madison Bumgarner on the mound, and then ended up winning their third World Series title in 5 years. And I think where that's concerned, it really helps in a wild card game. We've seen it in the example I just mentioned with Madison Bumgarner. If you have a stud pitcher, for example, if it looks like the Atlanta Braves going to win the National League East, Washington Nationals, unless they fold, are probably going to be one of the wild card teams.
Right.
I don't care whether it's the Cubs, whether the Brewers make a miraculous comeback post Christian Yelich, whoever it is, the Mets, take your pick. I would not want to face the Washington Nationals in a wild card game because you're going to face Max Scherzer. Mm-hmm. And if not Scherzer, you're going to face Steven Strasburg. And those, you know, as much as starting pitching's been diluted by guys not going as long as they once went, there are still a few studs roaming the baseball earth, you know, and you don't want to face one of those guys in the wild card game since it's one game and out.
Scott Miller of Bleacher Report, Baseball Insider, with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So while we're talking about pitching and division leaders, the Dodgers winning their seventh consecutive NL West title, which is amazing. A massive lead that they've had atop the West Division for a long time. And yet still that bullpen is an Achilles heel. So, Scott, how dangerous is that bullpen to their hopes of getting back to the World Series?
Amy, you're right. The Dodgers bullpen absolutely has a chance to be the Achilles heel. That's the weakness. That's what whoever the Dodgers play in the playoffs, whatever team, that's what they're going to have to try to exploit, that bullpen. Kenley Jansen's ERA is a career worst, and he has been wobbly this year. There's no question about it. Now, from the Dodgers' perspective, I think a couple things. One, Joe Kelly, the free agent they signed that pitched really well in Boston's bullpen last year during Boston's World Series run. Kelly was awful early in the year, April and May, but he's gotten a lot better later in the year. So I think he's going to be a key instrument for Dave Roberts in the bullpen in October. I think the Dodgers are going to need Kelly to come up big, and I think he's pitching well enough now where there's a good chance he will. Another so-called secret weapon, if you will, is the kid, the rookie they called up with a big red hair, Dustin May. He's a starter for the future. They think, the Dodgers think, his ceiling eventually is going to be as high as a guy like Walker Buehler's. They really like Dustin May, but they're just breaking him in right now, and they're hoping he will be able to work some relief innings in October. So those are two names I think to remember. Watch Joe Kelly and Dustin May, and maybe even Tony Gonsolin, another rookie who won't be in the rotation. He'll be moved to the bullpen. I think the Dodgers' bullpen could rely on those three in large part in October.
Mm. Right now, the Yankees and the Astros have the nose in front of the Dodgers for best record overall. Talking about the Yankees, how much do you trust their starting rotation?
Well, yeah, that's, without Luis Severino and some guys we thought they were going to have coming into this year, CeCe Sabathia's knee is not in good shape. It's not exactly trustworthy, Amy. but that said, the Yankees all year have been phenomenal. They've had so many injuries. There's been so many reasons to discard them and to denigrate them, but they continue to come up big. The Yankees, the rotation is not trustworthy, but that bullpen, that's what's going to have to come up big.
Right.
the Andrew Aroldis Chapman's and Zach Britton's, they're going to have to play big. If they leak in the bullpen, then I think the Yankees, will not be as powerful as they hope to be in October.
Scott Miller with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. The Astros seem like they have the total package. So again, same record as the Yankees. They've got the starting rotation, a couple of different Cy Young contenders, as well as a lineup, though it's been a little bit banged up, but they continue to pound the ball. What's their weak spot?
You know, probably like everybody else, I think the bullpen. You know, I mean, Roberto Osuna has been up and down, and, you know, I think a couple other guys. You know, but that said, I think one key to the Astros, I think that's about it. I mean, you're right. Their lineup has got it going. Alex Bregman, by the way, has played himself into most valuable player conversation. Ooh. I mean, I'm not sure he's going to overtake Mike Trout, but you cannot discuss most valuable player in the American League without talking about Bregman. He has been, especially the last 2 months, incredible. He's played, I think, 140 out of 146 games. He's out there every night. He's producing. Lineup top to bottom, solid. As you said, Justin Verlander, Gerrit Cole, Zach Greinke. You know, Wade Miley, last couple outings has been rough, and that's being nice. But the bullpen is the question. Now, look at A.J. Hinch's history, and he is not afraid to take a lower rotation starter and work that guy or a couple guys in relief. Go back a few years, you know, Charlie Morton was in the rotation. He worked some huge relief innings for the Astros and A.J. Hinch. So I think that's probably what's going to happen again. A.J. Hinch is going to end up maneuvering guys in and out because the bullpen is the one weakness. But I do think the way the Astros run things, the way Hinch run things, I think he's going to have enough options because, you know, you don't need five starters in October. In the first round, you only need three in the best of five series. And then once you get the best of seven, you know, you could work it with three. You probably need four. But, you know, you're going to have an extra guy or two that he can move back to the bullpen. And I think Hinch is going to work that all the way.
So, Scott, before I let you go, we've talked about some of the front runners and division leaders, but certainly we have a full playoff picture that still has to be filled out. What's another team, maybe a dark horse, that you think could be dangerous if it advances to October?
You know, Amy, we started out by early in our conversation talking a little bit about the wild card, and I'm going to go back to that and say the Washington Nationals. I think, you know, the first couple months of the season, they had a lot of guys hurt. Trey Turner, broken finger. Anthony Rendon was hurt. You know, their bullpen was awful, and they've kind of quietly, it doesn't look like they're going to be able to run down Atlanta, but the Nationals, again, pitching in October, their lineup, as long as they're healthy now, Rendon, kind of like Alex Bregman in the American League, Anthony Rendon has worked his way into the National League MVP discussion. He's having that good of a year. I know all year we've been talking about Christian Yelich versus Cody Bellinger,
right?
But you know, now Yelich is hurt and he's going to end up finishing high in the MVP, but Rendon is going to be in that conversation as well. And I think if the Nationals get through that wild card game, you go into the best of five division series again. Max Scherzer, Strasburg, Patrick Corbin, they each have over 200 strikeouts. They're the first threesome in Washington Nationals / Montreal Expos history to all three have 200 strikeouts, and they can be dangerous, I think, with that pitching and with that lineup. So, you know, believe it or not, I mean, here's the year after Bryce Harper goes and signs with Philadelphia,
right?
But the Nationals could have their one of their better chances if they can get past that wild card game.
Just got to get in. You can follow Scott on Twitter at Scott Miller BBL. He's a columnist for Bleacher Report. We love to have him on the show to talk the national scene in baseball. Scott, thanks so much. We appreciate a couple of minutes.
All right, my friend. Take care, Amy, and we'll talk soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.